blah, blah, blah. Hello, hello.
Lovely. And Katie.
Hi.
Oh, you sound
How close do you like it?
Just there. How
okay.
would you?
Yeah. Okay, good.
Not too close.
Hello. You know, I gotta ask some things.
All right, I guess we might as well get started.
Hello and welcome to this week's podcast. I'm your host, James. On this week's episode, I'll be chatting with Katie and Woody about Selena Gomez's latest controversial film role. We'll be talking about Big Mouth, a new animated series on Netflix. We'll be going through the most problematic Halloween costumes of 2017. And we'll be joined by our very special guest, RuPaul's Drag Race legend, Bianca Del Rio. So, all that coming up, but first, here's the week's biggest stories in WTF News.
What the f*** is happening in the news?
Right, we need to talk about Selena Gomez because she's fallen into a bit of criticism again. This was announced a while back. She's in the new Woody Allen film, mm-hmm. and a lot of people got kind of annoyed about that because obviously there's been a lot of allegations against Woody Allen, mm-hmm. and she's always been a nice, outspoken person when it comes to women's rights and 13 Reasons Why, dealt with all these kind of issues and stuff. Now it's been revealed that not only is she working with him, the plot of the film involves a dirty older man having an affair with lots of younger women. Typical kind of Woody Allen stuff, if you ask me. But what I found interesting is that there's obviously loads of people in the cast. Why is it Selena getting the bulk of the online criticism, do we think? Because it seems like she's taking the bulk of the flack here. Not Elle Fanning, not Jude Law. Any thoughts on that one?
Well, it's odd, isn't it? Because automatically you're like, misogyny!
Yeah, yeah.
And it's probably because she's a woman, but why specifically Selena and not her female co-stars?
Especially, it doesn't seem like she's even the lead. Like, there's very few details out about it, but it seems like Elle Fanning is at least the female lead. And yeah, she has been criticised a bit, but Selena, like, it seems like every single internet comment is all about her. I don't know, what do you think, Katie? Mm. You seen anything there?
Well, wasn't she named, like, one of the most influential women in the world?
Right.
For what? I don't know. It was for having the most Instagram followers.
Yeah.
And yet, like previously to that, she rarely commented on social things on her Instagram. Mm-hmm. So I did. Maybe it's because everyone sees her as this like woke queen, but no one's ever really. She hasn't really said anything.
No.
Yeah. Is it fair to expect that from celebrities as well? Is it fair to kind of expect that, like, she's, I mean, Selena's great. She's a great pop star. Are we really supposed to expect, like, put them on a pedestal like that? You must be outspoken on all these woke things. You know, it's kind of a bit unfair, really, on just someone who's trying to be a pop star. I understand the criticism of being in the film, but outside of that, expecting her to be a spokesperson, I don't know. It kind of seems a bit strange to me.
And more to the point, why aren't we putting the pressure on whichever Hollywood executive is allowing Woody Allen to make these films?
Very true.
If that's what people mm-hmm. are comfortable with, why are we not putting pressure on the people in power that make those decisions rather than the actresses that are obviously trying to work in a good film, trying to get a good career?
Well, and like another point as well, same with Selena. I haven't actually followed Justin Timberlake in the news recently, but all the stuff about Woody Allen's other film starring Kate Winslet, I've only ever seen her being asked questions about
that.
Yeah,
it's interesting, isn't
it? I have not seen anything about Justin Timberlake being in this film. It is Justin Timberlake, isn't it?
I'm
in
not
Wonder
sure.
Wheel?
Sure, possibly. Yeah, wouldn't surprise me.
It's all been Kate Winslet.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, it's the same with this. Yeah, Jude Law. Why is he not getting questioned in quite the same way? It does seem like a kind of a weird double standard. But it's interesting you say that about, you know, taking down the Hollywood executives that are allowing this to happen and everything. When it comes to promo time for this, that's going to be very... In a post-Weinstein world, it's going to go down like a lead balloon this, surely.
What the hell are they going to do?
It's going to be very, very odd. But, you know, right that people are asking these questions. I don't know. It's an interesting one. Yeah. We will see how it develops, Woody. We'll see how it develops.
Well, there was another story this week which I thought was interesting and kind of related to this. I believe you've seen it. I don't know if you've seen it, Katie. Big Mouth.
I'm addicted.
I have not seen it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so it's a new animated cartoon on Netflix. And it's kind of got these characters that are going through puberty and it goes through all that awkward detail in a really original and fun way. And during one of the episodes on the new season, they decided to tackle the issue of consent, which obviously is a massive thing at the moment. And so to just put it into context for you, there's one character called Leah who attempts to hook up with her crush, Daniel. Mm-hmm. However, when she finally kind of gets round to it, things take a dark turn as Daniel keeps attempting to have oral sex with
Leah. He's a head pusher is the way it's worded. He pushes the head. He's the head pusher.
And she finally snaps, kicks him out of her room. And this later leads to a wider conversation about consent amongst the kids in the show, which is, you know, basically a rare conversation in these kind of programs.
I've never seen it in a show like this. And it should be noted, like, the entire discussion, it's hilarious. It's constantly hilarious. And, you know, all the morals are in the right place. It's a big open discussion. The guy gets kicked to the curb and, you know, he tries to use all the kind of language you hear these douchebags say and throw reverse psychology and all stuff. But it's constantly filled with jokes. That's what kind of stunned me. It's like properly grabbing your attention the whole time. And maybe that's what's needed, a little bit more sex education. Mm. It was very, very attention. You know, if they're going to suddenly cut to the ghost of Prince doing a guitar solo with his tongue to demonstrate various things, it's going to grab your attention, isn't it? A little bit more than maybe the rubbish videos that certainly I saw at school. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, well, I mean, well, in school in particular, consent up until recently wasn't even discussed. I think in the UK it's actually planned to have specific consent training in schools from 2019 onwards.
They're so trying for it. It seems to keep getting batted away at the minute, which is kind of saddening, but hopefully, yes, it looks like some progress is being made.
Yeah, and at universities as well, they've started introducing mandatory consent courses, even at places like Oxford.
Yeah.
You'd think, like, the geniuses would know, but no. Yeah. Everyone needs to know. But it got me thinking about other TV shows that have explored sexual assault and those things this year. Obviously, 13 Reasons Why was a big one, but that's done that in a very different way.
Oh, yeah.
That was very graphic, very heavy. It's really nice to think of a show that can do this in an age-appropriate way. I think it definitely is the first. I mean, can you guys think of any others?
I mean, I'm certainly not cartoon form, I'll tell you that much. Yeah, I can't think of it. I mean, when I think about sex education at school, you just got very, very dull videos that were just anatomically correct and no more.
Yeah.
And certainly didn't delve into any of the wider issues like this one.
Yeah, it was just about pregnancy.
Yeah.
I remember one clip where it was just like a family getting out of bed one by one, and it was like, there's a man, there's his penis, and then like a woman gets out of bed and it's, that's a woman, that's a vagina, kids. And I think that was literally all we got.
What a voiceover job to book that one. Oh yeah, that's incredible work.
If you need me to voice your sex ed
he is available. We have our own studio.
What did you get, Katie? Did you get any interesting videos? Or
do you know what, for the life of me, I can't remember.
Oh man,
I cannot remember. Well, the only thing I do remember is if we did get any, it was like year nine.
Yeah, that's how
late it was.
That's very late.
That is fair. Yeah, how old are you in year nine? What age is that?
14?
Yeah, God, that does feel a bit late, doesn't it? Mm. Yeah. Oh, well, Netflix coming through. There you go. Netflix coming through for future generations
right
here.
Save us.
Yeah, save us all. Right, what else is going on? Anything else?
Wow, I don't know if you guys know. Like, this thing called Halloween's coming up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, I love it.
Exciting times.
So, as everybody knows, everybody loves to use Halloween as an excuse to be offensive or racist, dare we say.
God.
And this year, everyone's really pushing it. They're really, really pushing it. There's been a few stories on the site of, controversial Halloween costumes that have been sold in shops.
Yes.
So, I have whittled down the five most offensive Halloween costumes of this year, and it is our civil duty to tell you guys listening not to do this.
Top five most offensive, right?
Okay,
I'm hyped. Okay.
Should we go for number five?
Let's do it.
At number five is Hannah Baker from 13 Reasons Why.
Oh, God.
Now, I thought of this the other day. I was like, you know there's going to be some kids that do that.
Yeah.
But hang on. It's also just a lame costume aesthetically. Like, she's supposed to be the everyday playing
girl. It's just casual clothes, surely.
No one's going to know, and B, that's a terrible idea.
Pretty grim.
What are you trying to say?
Yeah.
Like mental health, depression, like a rape victim. It's not a Halloween costume.
That strikes me as like someone putting in minimal effort, ran out of time and money, and just went, I'll just wear whatever's in my closet and just name a popular TV character. You know what I mean? Just like casual clothing. Oh, here we go. I'm them. Why not? No. Awful.
Well, if you do that, you are an idiot. Okay.
I think that applies to all of these. Here we go.
Yes, number four, Sexy 11, which did the rounds the other day, which is basically...
How do they make it sexy? It's a child, for a start, so stop it.
Stranger Things. She's a child, played by a 13-year-old actress. Throw some heels on, some thigh-high socks.
Oh, God.
Cut your pink dress. Push-up bra. It's like...
It's not going to be recognisable for a start. I mean, what's going on?
I think there's a long lineage of kind of sexualising the kind of young girl. It's like the St. Trinian's thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Back in the 90s.
throwback. I mean, just showing her age for you kids.
There's also a film from like 2010 or whatever, but you that's, go that's back
still,
that far.
That's still not going to get any reference points. Come on.
No, I've heard in the 90s, St. Trinian's was a big thing.
Before Woody was born, really blew up.
For those that don't know, it's just basically like a sexy schoolgirl's outfit. Yeah. And then obviously you had the Britney Spears video. That was another landmark in that kind of lineage of costume. You would have thought by now we've kind of gotten over it.
You'd have thought. And yet here we are.
Particularly with very young children.
Very young children.
Indeed.
It's wrong.
Number three, let's
do it. Yes, number three. This one is outrageous. The Wall. Donald Trump's wall.
Oh, God. For a second, I was like, Game of Thrones? Are we going that? Oh, no, Trump's
there's
wall.
There's an alternative for you if you're thinking of being a wall this Halloween.
It's a quick fix when your friends get offended. It's like, oh, no, it's Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
It's fine.
Guys, it's Game of Thrones. So this one's been going around as well. It's literally just this foam thing that you put on, and it says The Wall. Right. Everyone's like, oh, but that's a Pink Floyd reference. Calm down. Well, no, because there's another one as well that says Mexico will pay.
Oh, my
and it's
God.
Like... Guys, this is racist.
Just a bit. Dear Lord. I mean, I don't ever understand people who try and make political points with their Halloween costumes anyway.
Silly.
I mean, regardless of whether or not I agree with them, it's like, it's a day of fun. Can we just not for one day?
Yeah.
People are going to be dressing up as Brexit or something this year. It's going to really wind me up.
A very impractical costume as well. I mean, how are you supposed to get through doorways?
Very true.
You'll be turning all the time.
Well, if it's actually correct to life, then it's going to be a very small wall anyway. Yeah. More of a fence, I'm hearing. So I think you'll be fine. All right, what
Number
else we got?
Number two, sort of on the same lines here. There's a border control costume.
For
and
God's sake.
I told you these were offensive.
Dear Lord.
And the name on it is Agent Wall. So not only is this, like, I mean, this is offensive to the, like, Latin community in America. It's,
Do you think this is actually Trump's plan all along? That when he says a building wall, he's going to hire one dude with the surname Wall? Have they cracked it in this Halloween costume?
I'm
along
surprised last? That he's not selling these on his merchandise website.
Oh, God, give it time.
I mean,
give
in
it
the
time.
Halloween shops, they're next to all the Trump merchandise. So if you, like...
Make Halloween great again. All right. What's going to beat that?
All right, number one, I think this is... For everyone in this room, we kind of get this, but unfortunately, some people still do it. Do not... Darken your skin or tan up. Unless you're going God. As a Smurf, I don't want to hear it.
Very true. Very true.
I cannot believe in 2017 people don't know this. I just find it wild.
It's ridiculous.
Like, every year for, I don't know how many years now, there's always been, you see the post.
Yeah.
Please don't do that. Do not do that. That's wrong. Like, how many times do you have to be told?
Yeah.
I just don't understand it.
I don't think we ever will, to be honest. To be fair, I think that's a worthy position as the most problematic
that
as well. Nothing was going to top that one. Dear Lord. Oh, well, quickly then, what are you going to go as for Halloween at least? Have you got any ideas?
No.
Is everyone going to be Pennywise? Really original idea, guys. Really throwing it out there.
I do want to go as dead Taylor Swift. I do stand.
Oh, very good choice. Can we do, you've seen the meme of like the great couples costumes idea. You be dead Taylor Swift and we'll be the gravestones. It'll be great.
Yes.
We'll back you up.
I wouldn't mind being Salt Bae for the day.
Mm-hmm.
Just so I can sprinkle. I just want to do the sprinkly action.
Yeah, that'll end well. Yeah. That'll end very, very well.
Okay, so with us today, the clown that needs no introduction, winner of season 6 of RuPaul's Drag Race, it's Bianca Del Rio, everyone.
Yeah. Hi, how are you?
Hey, I am good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I mean, I've actually been avoiding social media lately because for the past few days, the movie It, Stephen King's It, came out.
Yes.
And everybody's now tagging me in the goddamn poster of it saying, you look great, girl. I'm like, oh, get clever, real clever.
You need to get a cut for that film,
I should. Yeah. Definitely for makeup. Inspiration.
You know what? We are so excited to have you in, but I must admit there was a part of me that was slightly terrified.
Why?
That you might read me to filth.
I have to have a reason to hate you.
Oh,
I mean, you're being very nice right now. I'll talk shit about you when I'm gone, but no. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't work like that. And I think that's what's so funny. A lot of people do that to me. Like when they meet me, they always say, read me. And I go, well, it's not like that. that quick. I mean, during a show, no one's safe because, you know, if you're talking or you're taking a picture. Or my latest thing that everybody drives me crazy is everybody's like just filming the whole fucking show. And it's like, put your phone down, live in the moment, watch the show. You bought the ticket. You know somebody in the back is actually filming it. You can find it later. But so that's been my recent pet peeve. And that's when I actually read some people and then they tweeted about it and they were like so excited. I go, what the hell is wrong with people? It's true. It's really insane because years ago they would run from me and now they're like, no, do it, do it. I feel like a really ugly dominatrix.
What percentage of your show is actually just reading people and actually pre-scripted jokes?
Well, there's a chunk that's pre-scripted and obviously you never know what's going to happen wherever you go. Mm. And usually when the tour starts out, I usually have too much of my scripted material and then I start to find what works with the audience and then we move it around. But there's always somebody. There's always a drunk one. There's always a straight girl. There's always somebody taking pictures. There's always somebody asleep. So all of that works to my benefit, for the show.
Well, if they want to be read, obviously they'll be able to catch you next year on your new tour, Blame It on Bianca.
Yes.
So explain the name. What's that about? Where did it come from?
Well, it came from Drag Race because Rue would always say that when I came on the runway, she would always say, Blame It on Bianca Del Rio. So I pick a vague title because it's usually easiest for me. Then I go backwards. I pick a title, then I figure out the show. Yeah. And I had already done Not Today's Satan. I already did Rolodex of Hate. So I thought that was like the next best option to use without getting to, I didn't want to get stuck on a title saying Bianca discusses airports because, I may, but I don't know if I'm going to stick to that, and I don't want to have false advertisements. So.
Of course, because it's next year, so
I'm starting in November in Australia.
Okay.
And then I do Australia, America, then you guys.
So are you all prepared? Are you all ready?
I'm not ever prepared. No, I barely got here. No, you're never fully prepared. I think you second guess it up until the moment you do it. And then each night, I was actually explaining this to someone else earlier, they were like, what's the worst night that you've had? And I'm like, every night is one of those nights that you just go, oh, I wish I would have done this, or oh, I should have done that. Never have I walked off going, oh, it was perfect. Your brain doesn't work like that. You're always thinking about things that would make it better.
Yeah, and you're doing such bigger shows now. I mean, from where you started to now, you're doing like basically arenas and massive rooms.
Well, it's a little scary. Yeah, but it is. What was interesting is that I get nervous because I deal with producers that are actually producing the show. Uh-huh. So when they invest energy, time, and effort in me, I feel like, okay, are you getting paid? Is everybody covered? Is enough tickets sold for you to be happy? And we were very fortunate last year when I was here. I did the Troxy, and the first night sold out like within 2 hours, which is like 2,000 seats, which was wild.
Massive.
And so we ended up doing three nights. So that was 6,000 people. So when you start doing the math, you start saying, okay, well, maybe a larger venue, possibly, but it is still a little nerve-wracking. You always think, oh my God, what happens?
How far do you think it can go? How big can it get?
I don't know. Don't ask such a question. I can't think of it. It's like when people say, what do you want to do with your life? You think I chose this? You think I purposely really sat back and said, I want to be a clown for 21 years? No.
Well, for real, one of the questions I've always wanted to ask you is like, obviously you're known for your reading and the insults and everything. Like, where do you find the inspiration for that? Where does that come from?
Well, I'm just an asshole. I think most people are thinking it. It's usually honesty. People say that you're reading, but no. Despite the fact that I look this way, I'm saying it's just the truth of it all, And so you just sit back and you can figure somebody out. I mean, I usually sit in a room for like a good 10 minutes and go, I don't like that bitch, I don't know why, but there's something about her. And within that amount of time, you start going, oh, you see, told you. So it's figuring people out or just making assumptions and being hateful. Mm. It's what I've always done.
It's got you far.
Well, when I was younger, it wasn't helpful. It definitely was a problem. But now it's celebrated, so it's great.
Talking about Hurricane Bianca as well.
Yes.
You're obviously not as hateful in that.
No, I'm not. No,
very
well, that's acting, and I use that term loosely. Yeah.
So Hurricane Bianca 2 is coming.
Yes.
Is it set in Russia?
Well, what's happening is in the original story, if you remember, Rachel Dratch, who is the head of the school, was caught with that younger boy that was there. So she goes to jail. And what basically happens is while she's in jail, she is like so ready to kill me and she wants to seek revenge on me. So she gets out and she's trying to find the most anti-gay place. So she sets up this fake science fair that happens over there to get me over there. And I get over there and I end up meeting Katya, who is then a fellow science teacher who becomes my love interest. But we're not really filming it in Russia though.
Yeah, yeah.
We're not that crazy.
Can you imagine?
No, no.
Oh my God, I can't believe Katya's your love interest.
Yeah, I know. That's gonna be some
acting. That's gonna be so good. Are you gonna touch on things about Trump
and
Russia?
There's there's a character that's not necessarily Trump-based, mm-hmm. but I think it's a Trump-Putin-esque, you know, idiot in control that creates problems. But it's not specifically him. No, we're not mm-hmm. making it that real. Trust me, that reality show going on in America is far better than any movie you could make.
We don't need it.
Oh my God, it's insane.
Well, you brought it up at the beginning. I was going to ask you, thanks to this clown realness resurgence yes. that's happening right now, have you lost any jobs to Pennywise yet?
I was going
to
say, no.
Are you okay?
No, it's pretty shitty. Yeah, things are rough. No, I'm just fascinated by it because everybody has been, you know, posting about it. And today it was, you know, I guess the movie's like out in America mm-hmm. now where people are actually seeing it. So people are like, I'm so over clowns, and I'm just going on the social media going, I'm offended, just to see.
How dare you?
Yeah, exactly. Rude. I think it's just insane. You know, I mean, a clown is always scary to me. I never mm-hmm. found a clown to be likable. Did you?
No.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not even going to go and see this film.
No.
Well, some people are finding this clown hot as well, which is another thing
entirely. Well, people are freaks. You should see some of the messages I get. People are freaks. Freaks.
Okay, well, Bianca, look, we yes. loved your reads from okay. season 6, and there's some more queens we would like you to read. So,
okay.
if you are willing, we would like you to read some of our faves.
Oh,
is that
okay.
possible?
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah,
let's do it.
But you know, let me just put this out there for people that are listening. Usually, they're my friends, and usually we like each other, and it's not a big deal. If I don't like her, I'll tell you. But I'll have reason if I don't like her. But usually, they all laugh at what it is. I mean, I can say anything about Adore and Courtney and Darian, and mm-hmm. they don't get upset, and the girls don't get upset. So don't get crazy, people in social media land. Because then they get on my page and go, you're ugly, you're old, you're bitter. And I go, yes, 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 I am. And
tell me something new.
Not worried about you.
All right, okay. We've got picks for reference.
Oh, God.
So here we go. All right, number one, reigning queen, Sasha Velour.
You know what? I love her look. I mean, there's nothing really hateful I can say about her, but I really haven't been around her to meet her and to know her. We met once at the finale that was happening in New York City briefly. I mean, it was a frantic night. It was the night she found out she won, so I was the least important person. But I didn't have anything, and I didn't watch the season to know if she's a yeah. Because when I'm traveling, I can't get the show.
You didn't get to watch
it. No, I have a life. I mean, no, I'm kidding. No,
that's great.
No, well, that's all right. I have
Sasha.
A life. Look, let me tell you this. Since season 6, I haven't watched. So, but I mean, I do know of her, and I've heard good things about her. So I really don't have anything bad yet. And I say yet because, you know, I will find something soon. Yeah, I mean, right. She saves a lot of money on wig shampoo. I can tell you that. Cheap bitch.
All right, next one, Alaska.
Oh, that one.
Alaska. She's thinking.
Well, I said this, you know, and I did watch part of All Stars 2. It was fascinating because I've known Alaska from when I think it was Sharon's season, which was 4, mm-hmm. I believe it was. Mm-hmm. I had met her much younger then. I knew that she wanted to get on the show and she wanted to win no matter what. So she finally got on the show and she didn't win. Then she did All Stars and she was all excited about being on All Stars. And what was funny is that she kind of cracked under the pressure and then she showed that shady side that I've always seen. And that's where the little snake emoji came. And I was pissing myself because everybody thought, you know, oh, she's so sweet. Oh, she's so nice. Oh, she's my favorite. Then they were like, oh, she's a and I go, you see, everybody can be a So it was funny to see the snake emoji situation. And I always said, you know, we all know Katya should have won All Stars 2. I said, and it doesn't mean that she shouldn't win an award. She should get an award because she had to Sharon all those years.
Love
you, Alaska.
It.
Love it.
Okay, another snake.
Okay.
Valentina.
Oh, that one. Well, I mean, what would it be? There really is. Well, I recently said something about her just being unprofessional, but I've come to realize once you say that everyone claims, you know, well, you're a bitch, you're ugly, you're hateful. I'm like, no, I'm just being honest. Like, I didn't say she was an ugly girl. I mean, she's a beautiful girl. She's pretty in pictures. But now I think what's happening with Drag Race is a lot of the girls that go on are these Instagram beauties. Mm-hmm. And it's wonderful. You know, they have great looks. They have great style. They got great faces. And then all of a sudden they get on the show and there's just nothing else, mm-hmm. you know? And when you say that Valentina's great from her season, that just basically says that everybody else was really, really bad then. So it is what it is, you know?
Well, she's got a very fervent fan base
Valentina. Yeah,
and they go for you if you
They do. Well, it's also children, you know? It's also people that, you know, and I'm like, that's fine with me. Do you honestly think I care? And she's actually cool. I mean, we've been in the room together and she's totally fine. But I was just calling out something that happened at a club and so then everybody came after me. And I mean, I don't... You can be a But you can't be one off stage. You have to be a human being. And I think that's where it comes in. So I really don't have anything hateful to say about it.
Yeah, Valentina.
I'm just making a face.
Okay, double whammy. Trixie and Katya.
Oh, well, I mean, first of all, Trixie makes me look natural, so I appreciate that. Katya, I love. I mean, I just, actually, once again, I just got to do a tour with her, and it was the first time in the years that she's been around Drag Race that we actually got to hang out. Mm. And she's actually a shitload of fun. She's very quiet and to herself, and she's not as funny without Trixie around. So, but I told her that on stage, and she enjoyed it. But she was great. Now, I'm looking forward to working with her. But it's funny because everybody thinks that we all hang out together all the time, and we all know each other, and we really don't. And I try not to judge them from their performance on Drag Race when I've seen it, because you really don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, because, you know, our season, it looked like Courtney was a bitch, and she's not. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like I give them the benefit of the doubt till I'm around them. And then I go, oh, she's a Yeah, but she's not a She's actually great.
Spend a week on tour, and then we'll make the judgment.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right,
Cut
last
me in a small
one.
Room. Oh, God, who's this?
Alyssa!
Oh, God. Now, this one, she is truly exactly what you see. She there's something wrong with her, and I love every part of it. Like, if she is talking to you, and there's a mirror near, she is talking to the mirror and not to you.
That's all true, though. That's not
look
her
at
acting
me.
Up.
No. None of it.
God.
I mean, none of it is made up. This is exactly who she is. She believes that she's a woman. She believes that she is gorgeous. She believes she can take 12 hours to get ready. You're always waiting for her. She's never on time, but she's a goddamn hoot. I love her to pieces, and she makes me cackle like nobody's business because she doesn't even know how funny she is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, she's just not aware of it.
And again, so wildly popular. It's
clearly
working for her, isn't it?
Oh, my God. It totally works for her. I mean, Alyssa's Secret alone is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, that's so brilliant.
And she just talks about the most random shit. And I got to do an episode with her, and I just sat there just staring at her, just marveling at the fact that, oh, you're serious. Like, oh, this is really you. Okay, all right.
Are there any queens that have surprised you when you finally met them after the show, you know, watching it, that where you've been like, oh, you're so different to how you've been portrayed, or, you know, you just really got on with them and you weren't expecting it?
Sharon and I are really good one-on-one. And Sharon's gotten a lot nicer now that she doesn't have any money. But but in the beginning, she was a total Actually, one of the reasons why I did Drag Race was because I was in New York hosting a finale party because I knew the promoter, and the promoter asked me, would you mind hosting this? And, you know, it's all Drag Race girls. And it was the Sharon season. And I was backstage, and I had a list of Willem and Sharon were standing there. And I asked them, I said, which one of you were going to go next? And between the two of them, I couldn't remember which one it was. I think it was Sharon. That just kind of looked at me and was like, who the hell are you? And gave me this nasty attitude. And then I think Willem chimed in with something else hateful. Like, first of all, you don't act that way anyway, you know, and who the you think you are? You're on some damn reality show. And then I auditioned for the show and got on, so it didn't matter after that. And then they became my best friends, of course. So that was interesting. So I find that the most successful people from the show are really like that in real life. Like Latrice is Latrice. Willem is nasty, bitter Willem. Alyssa is crazy ass Alyssa. And it comes through on television. Now, the people that try, it never translates, you know, and they end up getting eliminated early.
Bye.
What happens? They have to sashay away. I mean, you can't deal with that for 5 weeks.
Well, before you sashay away, we have one more game to play with you. It is the most impossible Drag Race quiz.
God. Okay.
So you already told me that you don't actually you haven't watched anything past season
six. I mean, it's like this. You don't need to watch anything anymore because social media tells you what happens.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know, that works out. And, you know, queens talk, so I get the dirt. But I haven't sat back and watched because it's like once you've been behind the curtain, it's hard to watch without passing judgment, because I knew what it was like when I was watching our season, because, you know, we don't get to see it on a daily basis while we're filming. Yeah. So you see it months later and you're like, I said that? I did that? You know, so I'd like to give the girls the benefit of the doubt. Yeah. When I see it, I don't want to go, oh, she's really a bitch, because she probably won't be, but it is a television show.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see how well your memory serves you.
Okay.
Katie has got the questions.
I
will leave it to you, Katie.
Is this a real quiz? Is this like a legitimate quiz, or did you make this up?
Answers.
Don't lie to me.
No, they're real answers.
Okay. Okay. I'm just checking with you. Because
you're nervous.
I don't know anybody's names. I can describe a bitch, though. Yeah, okay.
Do that. That's fine.
Yeah, because I'm really bad with... And I'm really bad with who was on what season, because it all becomes a blur. Mm. Yeah, so we'll see. Okay.
Okay. Right, question one. Who was the first ever queen to be eliminated?
Ever? Like the first episode?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. I have no idea.
Would you like a clue?
Yeah.
It's a type of meat.
Oh, Pork Chop Parker. Yes. Thanks for the clue. I forgot. I clumped all that together. All right, go ahead. Nice.
Okay.
I was going to say Magnolia, but that was my
next season. Next question. So you did watch All Stars 2, so...
Yeah.
You should get this.
Oh, God.
What song did Alyssa and Tatiana both do a joint death drop to
in
the lip sync?
Wait a minute. Well, it wasn't like a Britney song. It was totally one of... It's one of the songs that they always do, and I can't think of the name of it.
It might involve a car. That's a clue to the song title.
I'm the worst. I don't know this one. I don't know this one.
It was Rihanna's Shut Up and Drive.
Oh! I wouldn't know. I mean, all Rihanna songs sound the same to me. That's all I know.
All right, next one.
Oh, God, I'm really bad at this.
Right, this is a read from The Library.
But just to be fair, though, I have to say that RuPaul will probably answer the same things I'm answering right now. She wants to know. But go ahead.
I've listened to the podcast.
Who? What did
we remember?
Who are you?
Who's Pop Chop?
Yeah.
Okay, who said, "You're such a talented makeup artist. I've never met anybody who's been able to shove their head so far up their own ass without smudging their eyeliner."
That's genius, but I don't know. I have no clue who said that. Where was this lead into it? You said it was from The Library's Open. So it was,
yeah, so it's a read.
I'm going to say Sharon.
Mm-mm.
No.
Bit closer. You're going to star with her soon.
Katya?
Yes. Yeah.
She said that?
Yeah.
That's shocking. Because normally she's not that funny. That's great. That's a good
she
one.
She said that to Miss Fame.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. Fitting.
All right. Next one. What do Latrice's 5 G's stand for?
Oh, it's good God, get over it. What is it?
That's the start
of it. It's like, good, what the shit? Come on. good God. I know it's get over it. It's the end, right? Am I wrong?
Get a grip, girl.
Get a grip, girl.
The 5 G's.
Good, oh, God. I'm really bad at this.
All right.
Trace is going to kick my ass.
Who won the first ever snatch game?
Oh, God, that was the blurry season. That's the smoky season. Was it Tatiana?
It was.
Yes.
Well, yeah, because she was Britney. I remember that. Yes.
Yes.
See,
all right.
See, that I remember. Yeah.
All right, now we're going to really test you. Can you name all 10 winners of Snatch Game?
Winners of Snatch Game. Well, did they have to be in a certain order?
No.
Okay.
No.
Tatiana,
mm-hmm.
Sharon, Jinx.
No, Sharon.
Sharon didn't win her season.
No.
Oh, she was Michelle Visage.
Mm-hmm.
So Jinx, that's a different season. See, this is where it gets confusing. All right, so wait, let me think of who was on that season. Oh, I know Jinx won. I know Ben de la Creme won.
Yeah.
I know that Tatiana won.
Mm-hmm.
Bob the Drag Queen won.
Yes.
What is that, 4? My God, I'm the worst at this. I think that's all the ones I know. I think I only know those 4. And then this last season...
She played Liza.
Oh, Alexis Michelle.
Yes.
So that's 5. Yeah, I can't think 5. Of the other 5. Who won Sharon's ears?
Chad Michaels.
Oh, Cher. See, I forget the Chad. See, it gets so confusing.
And then we had Stacey Lane Matthews.
Oh, yes, it's Monique.
Ginger Minge and Kennedy Davenport.
Joint. Oh, there was a joint. Yeah.
Adele and Little Richard.
Little Richard, yep. Yes.
And Alaska on All Stars.
Oh, Alaska won? All Stars 2? Oh, Mae West, yes. Yep. I'm bad at this. I start to think everybody's on the same season. I mean,
I know
when you start thinking about it, you can't tell the difference between Fifi and the other one that was a bitch. What was the other one that was a bitch? Roxy Andrews.
Yeah.
Like, you never know. You start going, what bitch was on that season that was the bitch on 4 or 5? And all, 4 and 5 get really blurry for me. And everything 3 to 1, I have no idea what order it is.
No,
4 and 5 get blurry. And then 6, I know, obviously, because I was there present. But I get all that confused. I start thinking Jinx was with Sharon. I'm like, no, that's not how it works. It's, a blur.
Bianca, it has been a pleasure to have you. Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, please, thank you. Thank you for
having
me.
Please come again.
I've heard that before. Sure.
Set yourself up there.
Remember, you can get tickets for Blame It on Bianca right now. She's touring in the UK next year. Everyone, give it up for Bianca Del Rio.
Woo!
Thank you. And tickets go on sale Friday, this Friday the 15th at 9 a.m. pre-sale tickets. And you can get all the information at thebiancadelrio.com.
Bianca Del Rio. There we go. Very fun. I'm very jealous, guys. Sounds like you had a lot of fun there. A lot of fun on that one.
I cannot tell you how nervous I was.
Were you really?
I was actually shaking. And everyone I went, spoke to it like 24 hours before, I was like, oh my God, she's going to be really mean. She's going to read me.
So it wasn't just like you're a big fan. You really thought she was going to read you to filth.
Yeah, I thought that was R.I.P. Woody. Like, I wish it was.
I kind of wish it was.
She seemed perfectly lovely, though.
Just to have been there to watch her annihilate someone would have been amazing.
It would have been nice.
The other really great thing about it was walking through the office with a drag queen.
Oh, really?
We don't get many drag queens in the office, and it was actually sensational just seeing everyone's heads turn, and I was like, yeah, she's mine.
Like, people from different floors running down.
Oh, yeah, that was the other thing. I did hear that, like, a lot of people were hyped that she was in the building, which is very, very cool.
And she was lovely. She was so chatty, so nice, so funny. I adore her.
How was she off air as well? Come on, how was, like, you know, meeting her, greeting at the door, all that stuff? Talk me through it.
Just a legend.
Okay, cool.
I've never laughed so much in that studio.
Oh, that's so really good. Nice. All right, okay, marks out of five then, quickly. Let's do this. Come on, Katie, first of all, what are you going to give her out of five?
Four, because she was too nice.
She was too nice. All right, we're marking that one down. Four out of five, though. That's bloody that.
No,
that's
strong. A five.
Oh, wow. It's very strong. All right, God. Okay, Woody, what are you thinking?
I'm going to give her a five just because I'm still scared that she might read me. So I'm not opening myself up to risk.
She's going
to
hunt you down on social media and come with it. That's about it for this week, guys. Please do go and subscribe over on iTunes, over on Audioboom, all those lovely, lovely podcast places. We're going to be back next week. Shall we give a clue about the guest? It was another nice one. Have you got a clue?
I don't even know who it is.
Woody looks excited. Well, you were in the interview the other day.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Any clues? Ooh. Any clues you want to give out?
I want to say something.
They're whispering in the background. Come on, Woody, what's the clue?
What about...
God, the suspense is killing all tension. Anything?
Nah.
Wow. Okay. So I tell you what, if you can tweet us with that answer and you get it from Nana, I'll be absolutely stunned. But
hashtag
there we go.
#Nana.
#Nana. Give us your guess. We will see you next week. Until then, it's goodbye from Katie. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye from Woody. Say goodbye.
Ciao.
And it's goodbye from me. We'll see you next week.